Archbishop Gomez is the Archbishop of Los Angeles, and he's also the president of the U.S. Council of Catholic Bishops. And he recently gave a speech that I thought was very appropriate for today's Feast Day of Christ the King. And he was responding to various woke political movements that are rising up in the United States. And this would involve everything from critical race ideology to climate change ideology to the different gender ideologies, you know, all these different movements that are coming about. And what Archbishop Gomez said about these movements is, quote, "I believe the best way for the church to understand the new social justice movements is to understand them as pseudo-religions and even replacements and rivals to traditional Christian beliefs. With the breakdown of the Judeo-Christian worldview and the rise of secularism, political belief systems based on social justice or personal identity have come to fill the space that Christian belief and practice once occupied." So what I think the Archbishop is getting at is the reality that we all need a story or some worldview that we buy into that gives meaning and direction to our lives. And centuries ago, primarily, that was a Christian worldview. You know, people believed that Jesus Christ created us, that he came to save us and offer his life for our sins, and that our mission is to baptize all nations and to bring the gospel to people so that they can attain salvation. And young men and women, by the hundreds and by the thousands, would dedicate their lives to the church as missionaries, as priests. They would go to monasteries. They would live in service to the poor or in education or to orphanages. And they did this because they were Christians, because they wanted to do great things with their lives, and they knew what it meant to serve Jesus Christ. Today, young people still want to do great things with their lives. But the story that many of them are taught and that they buy into is different. With critical race theory, the story is that people of certain races are suffering and they're alienated. And the cause of that is systematic oppression by white people. And so they need to band together and fight against white people who are oppressing them. And millions of Americans are buying into this narrative, you know, including major Fortune 500 companies and major universities throughout our country, and entire school systems are buying into this teaching. Or if we look at climate change ideology, the story is that human beings are destroying the world through carbon emissions from fossil fuels, and that catastrophic climate change is imminent, that the world's going to self-destruct because of this. And so we need radical change immediately in order to save the world. And that means eliminating fossil fuels. And so investors and banks have begun withdrawing trillions of dollars and pulling them from oil and gas companies so that they can't get financing. So the same energy that runs our farms, that runs our hospitals, our schools, you know, what we use to keep our nursing homes warm in the winter and to keep our homes warm, we're going to eliminate that, no matter how many millions of people are going to die as a result. You know, there's already problems in Europe where certain farmers can't get fertilizer because there's no feedstock, and they don't have enough energy to run their tractors for the harvest. So it's already cutting into the food supply of the world. But the effect of all of these ideologies is exactly what Pope Benedict warned us of. He said, if we forget God, we no longer see the image of God in our neighbor. How are we supposed to recognize the sacredness of life and the importance of protecting and defending the sacredness of life created in the image of God if we lose sight of God? And so these ideologies are leading to the destruction of the harmony within our society. It's destroying our culture, and it's going to lead to the death of quite a few people, many millions of people. And so what's the answer to this? Well, Archbishop Gomez points out the answer very clearly. He said the gospel remains the most powerful force for social change the world has ever seen. If the problem is race relations, then the solution is the gospel. You know, the Catholic Church is universal. It's the mission of the church to bring all people together, no matter what their race or nationality or background is, into the one body of Jesus Christ. The Catholic Church is universal. There's no room for racism within the church. The Catholic Church is the solution to that problem. Or when we look at the suffering and poverty within the world, to be part of the church means that it's our mission to alleviate the suffering and the needs of those who are around us. It's not a government program's job. It's our job to serve the needy. Or when it comes to the environment, you know, the church teaches us to respect creation because it's God's gift to us and we're stewards of it. While at the same time recognizing that God gave us the world to sustain us and to nourish human life so it may flourish. And so we have to balance environmental concerns with the true good of the human person. The Feast of Christ the King was instituted by Pope Pius XI in response to different nationalist ideologies that were rising after World War I. And these are the same ideologies that led to World War II. And Pope Pius XI was warning us about the dangers of those ideologies, because people were putting the good of nation states above any other good, including the sacredness of human life. And so as we celebrate the feast day of Christ the King today, it's important for us to recognize that these ideologies that are rampant and rising up in our political system and across our country are really bad responses to real problems that people are perceiving. But the true response is the kingship of Jesus Christ. And it is only the kingship of Jesus Christ that answers all of these needs in a way that's true and in a way that's just and in a way that respects the dignity of the human person. And so it's important for us as Christians that the gospel that we proclaim, that we connect with the need that so many people have to want to do something great. And if we want to do something great with our lives, especially for young people, if they want to commit their lives to something great, then the solution is to serve the kingdom of Jesus Christ.